Thank God.
我们年长的弟兄在这里歌颂感谢我们的神。
Our elderly brothers and sisters sing praises to praise our God.
这个已经被主接去，在主的与主同在的年老弟兄，我们知道他给我们的信息。
Through our elderly brother who had passed away, the message that he had left us.
对我来讲，两件事。
To me, there are two things here.
他讲到，在任何的时候，在环境好的时候，在环境恶劣的时候，我们都需要感谢赞美神。
Saying that regardless if the circumstances is good or bad, that we are to praise God.
那么最后第二件事讲到，他讲到新天新地，新的耶路撒冷。
And then he talked about the new Jerusalem.
这个就是神的教会。
And that is the church of God.
神的心意。我们一生里头就要活在感谢跟赞美的里面。
The heart of God is that we will live in a life of thanksgiving.
我们人往往不懂得感恩。
Many times we don't know how to give thanks.
包括你，包括我。
Including you and I.
当我们有失去所爱的人的时候，当我们失去一个东西的时候，我们才会感到我们到底失去了什么东西。
When we lost our loved one, when we lost something that we own, then we will feel what we have lost.
这个是一个人的感触。
And this is a feeling of one person here.
他讲到我们活着的一天都是特别的一天。
That the day I can live is a special day.
他讲到他太太死去过去以后，他发觉了有一样东西。
And he said that after his wife passed away, there's one thing he found.
就是一条狮子的围巾。
And it is a scarf that was made out of silk.
当他们到纽约去玩的时候，他们买的。
And they bought it when they were traveling in New York.
但是太太一直讲说舍不得，要等到一个特别的日子，然后才来使用。
She said that she didn't want to just use it on regular days, waiting for that special day.
但是他的太太已经离开世界。
But his wife had passed away.
他给他一个教训。
That teach him a lesson.
不要再把最好的东西留到最后。
Don't leave out the best to the end.
每天都是神特别的一天，恩典的一天。
Every day is a special day that God has given us.
当我们活在地上的时候，我们是一个不懂得感恩，也是会挑剔的人。
When we live on this world, we do not know how to give thanks, and we're very picky about things.
也许我们出去一个地方，会看见非常美丽的花园。
Maybe we go out, we can see a garden filled with nice flowers.
但是我们从里面来看，从玻璃来看，但是我们不是看见美丽的花园，而是看见玻璃上面有灰尘。
But if we're looking through the glasses, we did not see the beautiful flowers, rather we see the dirt and dust on the glass.
到底什么是最重要？
So what is the most important thing?
这位朋友就讲到说，如果还有那么一天，如果时间可以倒流。
And this friend said that if we still have that day,
他会经常带着太太出去外面吃饭，也不管家里那个饭煮得怎么样。
And he would take his wife out for dinner, and then regardless of how the food was cooked at home.
那么这位朋友也跟其他人来分享他的感觉。
And this friend, he shared with other people.
那么这个人的反应是说，他的态度已经有改变，他的朋友有改变。
And then his friends saw that his attitude had changed.
就是不是把那个东西最好的东西都留到人生的最后一天才来享受。
Leaving not the best thing to the end to enjoy them.
在那个家里的那个橱柜的里头，最好的词句，那么不必等到最后一天才来使用。
And the best china they have in the kitchen, they don't need to live it till the end of time before they use it.
这个人说，将来有一天已经不存在他的字典里头。
And that future in one day would not be in his dictionary, he said.
我们需要把握今天。
We need to hold on to today.
今天是神给我们的恩典。
Today is the grace that God has given us.
那下面我们一些交通劝人的话。
So we will have some words of encouragement here.
我们常常想跟老朋友聚一聚，有机会传福音，但总是找不到机会。
And sometimes we will want to meet with our old friends and to share the gospel, but we have no opportunity.
我们经常想，也就趁着机会，孩子长成长的过程当中去抱他一下。
Think that when our kids are still young, we want to hug our kids.
那么总是说要找时间。
We're looking for the time.
也许神给我们的感动，我们为了另外的一半，你最好的一半，妻子丈夫也好，能够显明你的情意，你的感谢。
Maybe we want to think of an opportunity to say to your spouse about your feeling about it.
但也许你我总是觉得慢慢来，不要急。
But on the other side, you say, okay, we still have time, we don't need to hurry.
每天睁开眼睛的时候，就是告诉我们这是一个特别的一天，恩典的一天。
Every day when we open up our eyes, it is that special day.
今天我们主要讲的题目讲到感恩。
So today our topic is Thanksgiving.
虽然我们有一些的大纲在节目稿上面。
Even though we have some outlines in the bulletin.
但主要今天到底要讲些什么？
So what am I going to talk about today?
讲到感恩。
To talk about Thanksgiving.
讲到我们无论做什么，说话行事，都要借耶稣基督感谢父神。
And regardless of what we do, what we say, we need to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么样能够成了在每一件事情的里头能够感谢我们的父神？
How can we take everything and we be able to give thanks to our God?
我们可以告诉你圣经节告诉你方法跟步骤。
I can tell you the verses, the methods, the procedures.
但是最好的方法是什么？
But what is the best method?
就是像我们的主耶稣基督。
To be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一个不只是他会感恩，他是一个感恩的神，感恩的人。
Not only he can give thanks, he is the person of giving thanks.
除非我们成了一个感恩的人，我们就不能在每件事情上，每天的里头能够感谢我们的神。
Unless we become a person of thanksgiving, we will not be able to do that daily.
人
Man
这个感恩的人
Person of thanksgiving
充满了感恩的生命。
To have a Thanksgiving life.
我们讲到感恩,
we talk about Thanksgiving.
那么在这边我们讲到感谢的对象是谁?
So who is our audience when we give thanks?
感谢神.
To thank God.
我们一起说, 感谢神.
Say together, thank God.
我们的神到底是一位怎么样的神?
So what is what kind of God is our God?
那么在讲义里头，大纲里头，我们讲到他是真理的神。
So in the outline said that he is the God of the truth.
他不只是讲到真理，他就是那个真理。
Not only he talks about the truth, he is the truth.
那么相对的，如果他是真实的，他就不是虚假的。
If he is truth, then he is not a liar.
他不是一个无谎言的神。
And he is a person without lie.
神的实际，神的真实，就讲到他的实际。
And his truth becomes his reality.
这个真实际就讲到我们的主怎么样爱我们，怎么样成就救恩给我们。
The reality is how he loves us and gives us this salvation.
借着我们的主耶稣基督，我们可以回到天父那里去。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can come back to God.
我们成了天父的儿女。
We become the children of our Heavenly Father.
人没有办法拯救自己。
Man cannot save themselves.
我的耶稣基督不需要到地上来。
Otherwise, our Lord Jesus Christ would not have to come.
他不需要死。
He did not have to die.
他不需要埋葬。
He did not have to be buried.
他更是为你我从死里复活。
For you and I's sake, He resurrected.
人心比万物都诡诈，谁能识透呢？
Man is wicked in his heart, worse than everything else.
这是我们人真实的光景。
This is the situation of us men.
耶稣基督为你我挂在十字架上，舍命流血。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was hung on the cross, shed the blood for us.
他不只赦免我们过去的罪。
Not only he had forgiven us all our sins.
也是愿意赦免我们将来可能犯的罪。
And he also wants to forgive the sins that we will commit in the future.
我们是越来越不会像我们的主越来越不会犯罪，更多的像他。
If we can be more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll sin less and less.
信耶稣的时候，这个耶稣借着圣灵住在你我的里头。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells among us.
在我们的里面，一个荣耀的生命，圣洁的生命。
In us there's that holy and pure life.
我们以前是自我为中心的, 现在让这位主在我们的里头成为我们生命的中心。
Before we were self-centered, now we are God-centered.
我们有我们原先的思想, 原先的喜好, 原先的许多的决定。
Before we have our own feeling, our own pleasure, and we like to do our own decision.
这个复活的生命在我们的里头, 我们慢慢的, 我们就能够与他同时, 同埋葬同复活。
But with the life of resurrection, we can die together and to bury with him.
这个是耶稣基督死的实际在我们身上。
And that's the reality of his death among us.
保罗, 使徒保罗讲, 死在我们身上发动, 那么生自然在别人身上发动。
And Paul said that when death has effect on us, then the life will have effect on others.
这个荣耀的救恩,
through the glorious grace,
借着我们的谦卑, 信靠跟顺服,
through our humility and submission,
我们天天就能够更多的像我们的主,
that we can be more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个叫做灵魂的拯救,
and this is the salvation of the soul.
特别在, 彼得前书里头跟我们讲的,
and First Peter had mentioned that to us.
叫我们的思想更多像他, 我们的情感更多像他, 我们的意志也更多的选择他。
So our thoughts, our emotion can be more like him.
这不是停, 救恩不止停在这里,
but salvation does not just stop here.
主要再来,
that our Lord will be coming.
他再回来,
he will come back.
我们年老弟兄, 今天是与主同在, 美好的无比。
Our elderly brother is with the Lord now. That's very good.
我们的主要再回来, 要来迎接你我。
Our Lord will come back to receive us again.
我们的身体将要改变。
Our body will be changed.
祂拯救我们的灵, 拯救我们的魂, 最后要拯救我们这个会败坏, 会死亡, 会过去的身体。
He has saved our spirit, he has saved our soul. Eventually he will save our physical body.
成了一个荣耀的身体。
To become a glorious body.
不再生病。
That it will not be sick again.
不再软弱,
and will not be weak.
是一个主给我们赐给我们一个是永远的身体,
that he gives us an eternal body.
他是真理,
he is the truth.
他是我们真实的救恩的全部,
he is the completeness of the salvation.
在真实的里头有一样是讲到永远永久的。
In truth, there is such thing as eternity.
我们要感谢主, 我们盖了这个房子, 这个会所教堂已经盖了几年。
And we thank God we are in this building for how many years now?
已经几年了? 啊? 十年?
10 years?
17? 那我们感谢主, 我相信主再来的时候, 我们这个会所, 我们聚会的地方还在。
We thank God that maybe when our Lord come back, our place will still be here.
我们不要讲100年, 如果我们讲到500年, 如果主延迟的话, 因为福音的缘故, 500年以后, 这个会所还在不在?
But maybe 100 years, maybe 500 years, will the building still be here?
世界上的一切都要过去,
everything will pass.
唯有神的旨意, 就必永远长存。
Only the will of God will last forever.
这个是真实的意义。
This is the true meaning.
下面我们讲到, 我们的一生都在他的手中。
And now we talk about our whole life is in his hands.
从出生一直到死, 或者 等候主的再来,
from the day we were born until we die, until our Lord's coming.
主的恩典也许像摩西所说的, 强壮可到70岁80岁。
Maybe like the Bible said that if we are healthy, maybe you can live to 80s.
也许主恩待我们, 能够到达100岁。
Maybe God has grace on us, we can live to 100.
到底这个有限的人生里头包括些什么?
But in our life, what does it include?
就包括我们 每天的思想, 每天所说的话, 每天所做的事,
our daily thoughts, our daily words, and the things that we do daily.
我们的一生都在神的 记录底下,
all our lives are recorded by God.
在诗篇139篇第16节就告诉我们, 还没有出生以前, 这位神就已经认识了你我。
And Psalm 139 tells us that before we were born, God knows us.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
我们一生的当中, 我们所发生的事包括些什么?
So in our life, what does it include?
包括我们可能犯的错误,
Maybe include all the wrong that we have done.
包括可能我们犯的罪,
or the sins that we have committed.
或者罪另外一边来说,
and what conclusion is we are not perfect.
或者是讲到我们的疾病,
maybe talk about our sickness, our weakness.
或者我们身体里头有许多, 重大的灾难,
maybe we have many burdens, many suffering.
也许在一生的当中我们有许多难处, 比如说遇见, 亲爱的人, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 已经离开世界, 与主同在,
maybe we have difficulties that our dear brother or sister have passed away.
但是我们相信我们的, 这位相信, 这位我们是相信的神,
but we believe in the God that we
他是一个创造宇宙万物的神, 创造你我的神,
he is the God who created the universe and created you and I.
整个宇宙, 整个你我都在他的控制引导的底下,
the whole universe is under his control.
在你我的生命里头有一个计划,
in your life and my life he had a plan.
感谢神,
thank God.
我们的神从来不犯错,
our God never makes mistakes,
因为他是神,
because he is God.
更重要的, 他是爱我的神,
more importantly he loves us.
我们讲到感恩,
so we talk about thanksgiving.
我们下面一段讲到为什么要感谢神,
then now we talk about why do we need to give thanks.
这个好像是从我们的逻辑理性的里头来做一个起点,
maybe using our logic as a starting point.
那么第一个我就加东分享的两点。第一点, 为什么要感谢神? 因为这是神的旨意。
So the first point is why do we need to give thanks? Because that is the will of God.
感谢主，我们今天早上的诗歌跟赞美特别讲到赞美感谢是神的旨意。
And earlier we sang some hymn that talked about that thanksgiving is the will of God.
什么是神的旨意?
So what is the will of God?
神的旨意的意义到底在哪里?
What is the meaning of the will of God?
神的旨意我们可以说神在, 祂有祂的计划,
we can say that God has his plan.
祂要成就祂的计划,
he will accomplish his plan.
神的旨意的另外一句话来讲, 就讲到神的命令。
In other words, that is talking about God's secret.
神给我们的命令,
God's command.
我们也许得主告诉我们说我们不要去犯罪,
God told us that we should not sin.
但是我们不会去犯罪,
but do we just do that, we won't be sinning?
但是可能, 但是在这里头往往你我的忽略的里头, 神告诉我们说要感谢,
but then God tells us that we are to give thanks.
我们觉得这个是可有选择性的,
and we feel like this is some choices that we may have.
我环境好的时候我该感谢, 环境不好的时候我就不一定要感谢,
maybe in good situation we'll give thanks, in bad situation we do not.
但是感谢乃是神的旨意, 神的命令,
but the thanksgiving is the will of God, it's his command.
我们可以说每句神的话语后面都有他的理由, 他的道理,
every single word of God has his meaning.
但是信心爱主的人, 他们 就必看见神, 他简单接受神的旨意, 就得到神的恩典跟祝福。
Those who are pure in heart will see God, will receive the grace and blessing.
我们知道这个礼拜里头, 我们收到一个特别关于医治癌症的方法, 秘诀。
And this week have received something that will cure the cancer.
那么这个秘诀的里头, 就讲到, 我们身上, 事实上, 每一个人身上都有癌细胞。
And saying that the secret is that we all have the cancer cells in us.
那数目多少是另外一件事情,
but the count could be different.
但是当我们的身体正常的时候, 我们的身体有抵, immune system, 抵抗疾病的能力是正常的时候,
but when our body is normal, we have that immune system to resist against the cancer cell.
神给我们的恩典, 我们里头的细正常的细胞可以吞吃, 可以击杀这个癌细胞在里头。
If God graces on us, this immune system can swallow up all these cancer cells and resist against them.
我们都知道, 我们如果有机会, 我们去照射医, 我也是照过一次, 那个不便宜, 医生说大概, 这个叫 CAT scan 是不是, 一个医师大概要5000块。
And if you want, you can take the CAT scan, it's very expensive, it's about $5,000, and I have taken that once.
之前, 他就是要先打那葡萄糖, 打糖分打到你的身体上面去。
Before that happened, they will need to inject the glucose into your body.
那么因为这癌细胞它喜欢糖, 哪里有糖它就往哪里去聚集。
Because the cancer cell like the sweetness, so they will gather around where the glucose is.
当然，我想有许多的方法。不过，其中一个方法就是说，一个最好的方法就是不要去喂养癌细胞，让它有机会饥饿到一个地步，就把它饿死。
So there are many methods. Of course, one of the methods is to starve the cancer cell by not providing the sugar to it.
但是这个只是其中一部分。
But this is only one way.
癌症这个疾病不单单是生理上面细胞的疾病。
This cancer cell is not only a symptom of the physical body.
它包括我们的思想，我们这个人的心态到底是怎样。
It includes our thoughts and our attitude.
如果我们有一个正确的心态，正确的态度，我们就可以打赢这个癌症的仗。
If we have the right attitude, then we will be able to overcome this cancer cells.
那么下面这个 message 一个主要交通分享，这个是从 Hopkins，这个医院里头给我们的交通跟劝勉。
The following message is from the John Hopkins Hospital and giving us an encouragement.
他说人如果他的心胸不够开阔，不能够赦免人，老是存着怨恨的心。
A person, if it's not open-hearted and always harbor bitterness,
那我们这个人就成了一个充满着压力的人。
And he will be under a tremendous pressure.
或者我们今天所说的 depression,
or what we can say today is 忧郁症。
那么在我们身体里头就产生一种不好的体质。
And it will create some bad cells in us.
怎么样拥有一个健康的、一个快乐的生命，活在地上
？How can we live in a healthy life？
一个充满主的爱、充满宽恕的心，我们就能够活在神面前。
To fill with the love of the Lord and to fill with a forgiving heart。
感谢神也是一样。
Thanking God is the same。
我们如果在信心的里头经常感谢神。
If in the heart that we can, in our faith, we can thank God。
我们今天再次感谢神，年老的弟兄们在这里能够歌颂、能够赞美我们的神。
And thank God that our elderly brother can sing this praise to God.
我想老年人其中有一点就讲到，我们经常不是这里痛，那里痛。有一个人说叫做螺丝松松。
And the elderly people, there's one thing we can see, they have pain here and pain there, since like all the screws are loosened.
但是在主的恩典的里头，给我们信心复活的大能。 我们就能够经常说感谢神。
But in the grace of God and by faith, we can always give thanks to God.
为什么感谢神？ 因为这是神的旨意。
Why do we need to give thanks? Because
为了神的荣耀， 也是为着你我的益处。
For the glory of God and also for your benefit and mine.
第二件事我们讲到为什么要感谢神。
And secondly, why do we need to give thanks?
最大要感恩的， 因为神把他的儿子耶稣基督给到你我。
Because our God has given us His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们人本性里头就是没有感恩的心态，我们本人就是遇到事情的时候就是会 complain.
And in our nature, we don't like to give thanks. We only complain when things happen.
但是最大的感恩，我们会失去的是什么？ 往往可能就失去了，不晓得感谢神把他的儿子给我们。
And one thing we usually neglect is forget to give thanks that God had given us His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在罗马书里就告诉我们，神怎么说？就是讲到神不爱惜他的儿子 ，OK， 他的儿子为我们舍了生命。
In Romans it said that God did not He gave our His only Son to us.
他岂不把万物和一切白白的赐给你我吗？
Would He not give us all things on earth then?
我们的神是爱你我的神。
Our God is the one who loves you and I.
他把最好的给了你我。
He gives us the best.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
神本性一切的丰富、智慧、知识，通通在里头。
And all His abundance, all His wisdom is in Him.
耶稣基督是神的能力。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is God's power.
他是神的智慧。
He is the wisdom of God.
他就是那一位为你我舍命的主。
He is the one who had died for us.
信了耶稣得了拯救，这只是第一步。
That we have believed in Jesus.
我们为什么要感谢神？
So why do we need to give thanks?
我们感谢神，我们另外要交通道一点。
As we give thanks to God, I want to share with you on this.
乃是讲到借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
It's through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
等等，我们会有多点的交通。
I'll share with that a little bit more later.
新约耶稣这第一步，在第一步，在罗马书第八章二十八节、三十二节里头，是神给我们的信息。
And believing in Jesus is what the first step. And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 gives us another message there.
他就讲到说，我们晓得。
He said that we know that.
这个晓得不是根据别人的意见，也不是根据我的意见，是根据神的真理。
So it's not according to other people, it's according to the truth of God.
是神的话。
It is the word of God.
下面说什么是万事都互相效力。
And then it said, all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
就是按照他旨意被召的人。
Those who are called according to his purpose.
因为他所预先所知道的人，就预先定下来效法他儿子的模样。
For he, God foreknew, he will predestine to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
神的心意不是拯救我们，神的心意要把他的儿子耶稣基督给到你我，叫我们更多的像他的儿子。
God's will is not just to save us, but also that we can be like His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
万事都互相效力。
All things work together.
就是为了这个目的。
For this purpose.
我们刚刚已经交通过，这个万事包括些什么？
So we have talked about what does all things mean.
包括我们的软弱。
To include our weakness.
包括我们可能犯的错误。
Include all the mistakes.
包括我们的不完全，我们所犯的罪。
Include all the imperfectness that we have.
或者讲到我们的里头里面外面的受伤。
All the hurt that we may have inside and out.
神知道。
God knows.
神可以把这些不好的变成好的。
God can turn the bad things into good.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
神把他的最好的儿子给了你我。
God has given us the best, which is His Son.
我们第三个讲到怎么样感谢神。
Thirdly, we talk about how do we give thanks.
我想就简单提到三点。
So I want to briefly talk about three points.
我想也许我们可以提到十点、二十点。
Maybe we can list about 10, 20 points.
但是我们讲到第一个讲到无论何事。
And the first thing is anything.
我们一起说无论何事。
In whatever thing.
声音不够大，我们再来一次。
Let's say it together.
无论何事。
Any.
我们讲英文的弟兄姊妹里面讲到。Whatever.
Say whatever.
声音不够大，如果你要讲，你可以讲 whatever.
Whatever.
奉耶稣基督名感谢父神。
That by the name of our Lord, we can thank God.
这个有时候我们觉得说我们感谢神，是我们给神恩典。
Sometimes we think we thank God is giving Him grace.
但是感谢主在哥罗西书三章十一节告诉我们说，我们借着耶稣基督感谢神。
And Colossians tells us when we see our Lord Jesus, we thank God.
我们知道我们的神仍然是一个荣耀、圣洁、完全的神。
We know that our God is a glorious and perfect God.
你我仍然是污秽、软弱、败坏的罪人，蒙恩的罪人。
You and I have sins and we are wicked.
我们上个月讲到祷告要奉耶稣基督的名。
And in our prayer, we said we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们把感谢归给神的时候，父神的时候，仍然借着神的儿子耶稣基督。
When we give thanks to God, we still go giving thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
叫神得着当得的荣耀跟敬拜。
So that God can receive His glory due.
我们怎么在地上叫人能够遇见神、碰见神？
How can we cause people to meet God on earth?
当基督耶稣从你我身上显明活出来的时候，是叫人能够遇见神。
When the life of God can live through us, then we can encounter God.
在圣经新约的里头，两卷书，一个以弗所书，另外一个就是讲到哥罗西书。
In the New Testament, there are two books, Ephesians and Colossians.
在以弗所书里头到底讲些什么？
So in Ephesians, what is it talking about?
讲到万有在基督里头。
That in all things are in Christ.
在圣经的里头所说的一切都是讲到基督。
Everything talked about in the Bible is concerning Christ.
So,
So we talk about what is the Bible talking about.
在旧约里头都能讲到基督。
In the Old Testament, what is it talking about? It's talking about Christ also.
但旧约里头是讲到引到基督。
And it's to lead us to Christ.
在新约里头讲到什么？
So in the New Testament, what did it talk about?
是讲到在基督里。
In Christ.
在圣经里头所说的每一个人事物都是说到基督。
In the Bible, everything it's talking about is referring to Christ.
讲到亚当，讲到人，是说出耶稣基督的一部分的意义。
When you talk about Adam as a man, it's talking about part of Christ.
要讲到女人夏娃，就是讲到耶稣基督的另外一部分的意义。
When you talk about the woman, it also talks about another part of Christ.
在圣经里头，旧约里头也讲到王大卫王。
In the Old Testament talks about the King David.
就是讲到我们的主，是一个作王的主，一个万王之王，万子之主。
It's referring to Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
大卫所以能够继续，他的子孙能够继续作王，乃是因为他跟亚伯拉罕的约，因为神的信实。
King David can continue to have kingship in his line is because of covenant with Abraham.
讲到王，讲到所罗门王，是讲到基督的智慧。
And when you talk about King Solomon, it talks about his wisdom.
在圣经的里头，你可以发觉有些东西，比如说，我们所说的那木头木材盖房子的时候，我们讲到那个桧木或者叫做西达木。
And in the Old Testament, we talk about building the temple using the wood.
这当然是讲到了基督的尊贵和荣耀。
And talk about the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在圣经里头，我们也知道有一种草叫做牛膝草 （HYSSOP）。
In the Bible, it talks about there's some kind of grass that's called a hyssop.
这个是想到基督的谦卑，基督的卑微。
It talks about the humility of our Lord Jesus.
在圣经里头，我们也知道两种动物不可能在一起。 一个是狮子，另外一个是羔羊。
And we know that two animals cannot come together. That's the lion and the lamb.
我们的主耶稣基督他是狮子。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the lion.
我们的主耶稣讲到他是王，他尊贵的王。
He talked about he is the honor king.
另外讲到他是羔羊，他是为你我舍命的羔羊。
He also talked about he is the lamb that was give the life for us.
一块的石头是说到我们主耶稣基督，有人说讲到主的复活，他是坚固的依靠。
And a rock, a stone is talking about his resurrection. It is our reliance.
圣经里头讲到水，讲到河流，实际上就讲到我们的主是我们生命的活水。
We talk about the river, the water that our Lord is our river of life.
怎么样叫做无论做什么或说或行事，奉耶稣基督名感谢父神。
So whatever we do, that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can thank God.
我们还是从年长弟兄来试试看。我们 try
with the elderly brothers and sisters.
我们可不可以为我们年长弟兄所今天所献的诗说感谢神？Can we
thank God with the elderly brothers and sisters that praise God with a hymn?
我们愿不愿意一起说？如果你愿意的话，你说感谢神。
If you are willing, that we can say thank God together.
对不起，声音还是不够大。我们再来一次，感谢神。
Thank God.
声音还不够大，我们再来一次。
Thank God.
你知道这个结果是什么吗？
So do you know what's the result?
带来主的同在。That
along with that comes the abundance of Christ.
今天在我们当中，有些人可能信耶稣，有些人还没有信耶稣。
Among us, maybe there's some already believe and some have not believed.
当我们凭着信心说感谢神的时候，这位复活的耶稣显现，充满这个聚会的里面。
But by faith, if we say thank God, this whole meeting will be filled with His presence.
信耶稣可能有很多的方法，百般的智慧和忍耐，引人信耶稣。
There may be many methods how we can come to believe in Christ.
但是有一个秘诀，你就是让人心里头谦卑顺服的心，遇见这位耶稣。
But the secret is that with a humble heart, we can encounter our Lord Jesus.
每个人就愿意折服在神的爱的底下。
That we can submit to the love of God.
使徒保罗就是一个很好的见证跟例子。
Apostle Paul will be a good example for us.
他反对基督的, 他迫害基督徒的,
that he was persecuting the Christians.
在那大马色路上, 神的光照他, 从马上掉下来以后,
when the light shone on him in the way, on the way to Damascus,
保罗的反应, 扫罗的反应说, 主啊, 你是谁?
And Paul's reaction is, Lord, who are you?
这个之前他根本不认识这位主是什么。
Before that, he did not even know who this Lord is.
当他谦卑下来,他祷告的时候,就遇见了这位神。
But when he humbled himself, and he encountered this God.
他说,主耶稣说,我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, I'm the one you are persecuting.
不只是我们这个房间里头说感谢神。
Not only in this room, we are saying giving thanks.
我们扩大这整个天下西里,如果这 无论什么事情都能感谢神。
If the whole Kansas City, that regardless of what happened, we can thank God.
我们在扩大这整个美国地区，神的儿女们在信心的里头经常说感谢神。
To extend further, maybe the whole country can give thanks to God.
还不只是说全美国，如果在中国大陆，在上海或者北京，整个中国都说基督徒起来说感谢神。
But not only in the United States, but maybe in China, Beijing, Shanghai, and everybody can come and thank God.
不只是在亚洲，或者讲到欧洲，这个欧洲弟兄姊妹都起来感谢主。
Not only in Asia, but maybe in Europe, that all brothers and sisters can stand up and give thanks to God.
还不是这样，比如说在北极的人、南极的人，能够起来在信心里头说主，我感谢你。
Not only that, in the North Pole or the South Pole, people can stand up and give thanks to God.
在我们查哥罗西书的时候，我就发觉看见神有一点点的感觉跟亮光。
Maybe when we do that, we can see a little bit of God.
在以弗所书里头是告诉我们，基督在万有里。
And in Ephesians tells us, all things are in Christ.
在哥罗西书告诉我们，是正好基督在我们当中。
In Colossians says, Christ is among us.
叫人能够遇见这位神。
So that we can encounter God.
第二，我们讲到什么时候要感谢神。
Then we talk about when do we need to thank God.
我们是讲到是担忧的时候，对不对？
And so we talk about when we are worried, we should give thanks.
我们知道腓立比书第四章下面四五六是讲到，不只是讲到担忧的时候，跟你不只是讲到喜乐，跟你讲到感谢。
In Philippians, it's not only a time of joy that we give thanks.
感谢也一样，我们讲到要喜乐，这个不只是神的话，更是神的命令。
We talk about we need to be joyful. This is the word of God, it is His command.
感谢神，仍然是神给你我的命令。
Thank God, this is a command that God has given us.
在人的里头，也感谢主，叫我们经常说人的尽头成了神的起头。
Many times we said that the end of man would be the beginning of God.
我们平常不会感谢神。
And normally, we don't give thanks.
在天堂的里头，就是依靠自己，不会依靠耶稣基督的。
We will rely on ourselves, but not on our Lord.
在难处的里头，叫我们能够更谦卑的信靠我们这位主。
But in difficulties, we can learn to have more faith to rely on our Lord.
接受主的赦免。
To receive the forgiveness of our Lord.
我们也在主的爱的里头。 在人的关系的里头，能够彼此相爱、彼此接纳、彼此赦免。
That we can receive one another in the love of Christ.
在这里头，在担忧的里面，我们要最重要的不只是说担忧过去，问题解决。
When we are worried, not only on the things of the past and that we solve the things.
重要，我们在这里认识神。
The importance is we are to know God here.
他成了你我的生命。
He becomes the life of you and I.
成了你我感恩的生命。
Become a life of thanksgiving.
在五年以前，神在恩典的里头，叫我的鼻子上面有了问题，这叫做鼻癌。
In about 5 years ago, God had given me an opportunity that I had some problem with my nose and a cancer in the nose.
那么感谢主，我借着医生的诊断，他说我是初期的，第一期的 stage one。
And thank God from the diagnosis that I'm only in the early stage, in stage one of that cancer.
感谢主，那个医生说你怎么知道你有问题？
And thank God, and the doctor asked, how do you know you have problem?
因为说我大量的流鼻血。
Because I was bleeding in my nose.
医生说这种事情很少碰到这种事情，很少听到这种事。
And doctor said that happened very rarely.
感谢神，借着医生，也借着弟兄姊妹的祷告，那么经过了35次的电疗。
Thank God, through the doctor, through the prayer of the saints, 35 times where I have the radiation, and
今年是第五年。
And today is the 5th year.
那么我去检查医生的时候，医生说，一般来讲，过了五年以后，大概不会再回来。
And when I have that check up again, the doctor said it after 5 years, it probably would not reoccur.
这是一个令人担忧的时代。
This is a generation of worry.
但神爱我们。
May God love us.
我们在这里都能够经历他的慈爱。
To experience His love.
像我们今天早上，我今天 inspiration 都唱了诗歌，他的慈爱永远长存。
Like the inspiration we are saying, His loving kindness is forever.
我们经历他的爱。
To experience His love.
为了建造他荣耀中的教会。
To build up His church.
第三。
Thirdly.
什么时候感谢神？
When do we give thanks?
很简单的是，当你不能感谢的时候，神的旨意就是要你我感谢神。
When it's time that we cannot give thanks, and God's will is for us to give thanks.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
为什么这样讲？
Why did I say that?
在诗篇50篇23节。
In Psalm 50:3.
凡以感谢为祭的，便是荣耀我。
Those who sacrifice thanks offering.Those are one who honors me.
如果我们就一起念，凡以感谢为祭，便是荣耀我。我们再来一次，凡以感谢为祭的，便是荣耀我。用你的弟兄姊妹跟安慧没有念一次。
He who sacrifices thanks offerings honors me. 好。He who sacrifices thanks offerings honors me. Why do we have to give thanks?
什么叫做祭?
What is the offering?
我们都知道教会里头要杀牛杀羊，对不对？要献祭给神。
You know, at that time, they have to kill the calf and the lamb to give offering.
祭是讲到动物是要被击杀的，动物是要受伤的。
We're talking about an animal has to be hurt and killed.
在因为环境难处来的时候，环境试探来的时候，我们没有办法感谢神，凭着我们自己。
When situation comes, we cannot give thanks on our own.
但是在主的恩典的里头，因为他从死里复活。
But in the grace of the Lord, because of He resurrected from death,
他胜过了死亡。
He had overcome death.
他胜过了仇敌。
He had overcome the enemy.
他胜过了世界。
He had overcome the world.
天上地下一切权柄都交在耶稣基督的里头。
All authorities were turned over to Him.
我们可以说感谢神。
We can say thank God.
当我们感谢的时候，总是是得胜。
That when we give thanks, we always have victory.
因为基督永远是得胜的主。
Because our Jesus is the Lord of victory.
这个我想我们往往我们就是彼此提醒了，有没有一些人你觉得没办法接纳，没办法感谢
？So many times we think there are the people that we cannot receive, we cannot give thanks for.
也许是你的丈夫。
Maybe it's your husband.
那看着总是讨厌。
That you don't like to see him.
那么也许是你的妻子。
Maybe it's your wife.
像一个弟兄所说的。跟一个年长弟兄讲，好不好去告诉我的先生，他到家了，在家里的时候，好像全家充满了魔鬼。
It's like a person, a wife said that when my husband come home, that it seems like the home is still of Satan.
那太太也是跟传道人讲说，好不好跟我先生说，他说、啊、那个，你怎么样去劝导他们？
So ask the preacher how he can help him out.
跟他姊妹太太讲说，他说你讲一句话让我整个礼拜都不舒服。
And he told the wife that the sentence you gave me that I don't feel good for the whole week.
但是主爱我们。
May Lord loves us.
得到神恩典的秘诀，来谦卑自己，改变自己。
To have the secret to change ourselves, to humble ourselves.
我最近有一个姊妹在我们当中做一些见证。
Lately, there's a sister who gave a testimony among us.
啊，她讲到神怎么样为她预备工作。
And how the Lord had prepared a job for her.
那么她一讲的时候，虽然老板说不可能，但是 但是他说他知道他所祷告的是谁。
And when the boss said that it's not possible, but she knows who she's praying to.
因为他那个非常的忙，到个地步他也没办法聚会，一个礼拜做也许50小时、60小时。
Because she's so busy, she can not even come to the meeting, and she worked like 50-60 hours.
他为了主缘故，他祷告，神垂听他的祷告。
But we pray to God, and God listened to her prayer.
医院所要的是一个 part time.
That she can have a part time job.
因为他刚刚这个人刚刚生了一个儿女。
Because she just have a daughter.
那么他，我想他祷告交通的时候，他眼泪就掉下来，因为知道神垂听他的祷告。
When she prayed, she shed a tear because God had heard her prayer.
那同样的，他也是交通到一个见证，他就讲到神每一次他这个跟神面对的时候。神总是讲到说错你的错都是你的错。
And every time she prayed to God, and God said, if it's your mistake, it's your mistake.
后来他知道什么一回事，因为他不只是人看外表，神是看内心。
Because later on she find out, because God does not look on the outside but on the inside.
神跟他说你是一个罪人，你不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And God said that you are a sinner, you're only a sinner saved by grace.
他在那个跟主的交流的里头，他意见的时候会从死里复活的耶稣。
So when we have a different opinion in the church, may God have the grace on us.
最后，我们就是交通，怎么样成为一个感恩的人
？So finally, we can share about how can we become a person of thanksgiving.
在我们讲义的里头，我们就说。说到一件事。
In a bulletin, it mentioned one thing here.
刚刚五节弟兄哥们读了路加福音十七章。
And earlier we have read from Luke chapter 17.
长大麻风了，十个长大麻风了，耶稣医治了他们。
Jesus healed 10 lepers.
实际上说，从属灵方面来看，你我都是长大麻风的。
But spiritually, you and I are but all lepers.
我们是没有办法靠自己得到拯救的。
We cannot save ourselves by ourselves.By ourselves.
我们的污秽败坏，简单就是一个从头到脚都是一个充满了罪恶的人。
From the head to the feet, we are all sinners.
但是耶稣爱我们。
But Jesus loves us.
医治了长大麻风，今天我们信了耶稣，耶稣的宝血洗净你我的罪。
That he healed the lepers, that he has shed his blood to cleanse our sin.
十个当中只有一个回到耶稣基督面前了。
Only one of the ten came back.
大声的荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God.
耶稣说那个的医治不是十个吗？怎么只有一个？
And Jesus said, on the ten who was healed, how come there's only one?
耶稣说起来走吧，你的信救得了你。
And Jesus said, get up, your faith has saved you.
这个长老们不只是身体得了医治。
That the leper not only was healed physically.
他的灵魂得到拯救。
His spirit and soul was also saved.
他有主的生命在他们里头。
He had the life of Jesus in him.
就像我们的主耶稣。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一个感恩的主耶稣。
He is the Lord who gives thanks.
我们主耶稣在地上的时候，最起码他为了一次五千人，一个两千人，用饼喂饱他们。
And our Lord Jesus at least feed the 5,000 and 4,000 with the bread.
每一次他总是说主谢了恩，主感谢了神。
Every time he said God, Jesus give thanks.
这个我们可以说这是 日常的饮食，日用的饮食，我们要感谢神。
We need to pray and give thanks to the daily food that we have.
但我们都知道这个饼，这个是指的什么？是指的他的身体要为你我破碎，钉在十字架上。
That this bread and this is his body was broken up for you and I.
我们的主说感谢神。
And our Lord said, thank God.
他到地上来能够实行神的旨意，顺服神的旨意，成就神的救恩。
And he can come to this world to fulfill the will of God.
我们的主耶稣传福音的时候，好像也有软弱的时候，让人来看。
And if when our Lord spread the gospel, maybe he had time of weakness.
在马太福音十一章二十节告诉我们，也是传福音，人不悔改，那么我们的主的反应是什么？
When in Matthew it said that when he preached and nobody repent, and what is the reaction there?
耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
He said, "Heavenly Father, I thank you."
在原来意思里头是指父啊，我赞美你。
In the original meaning is like Father, I praise you.
因为你这件事像聪明聪达的人就隐藏起来。
Because he had made it hide it from the wise people.
像婴孩就显出来。
But you reveal them to the children.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Your will is like this.
最后我们讲到感谢，怎么样成了任何时候对任何事能够感谢人，我们需要成了一个向我们的主成了一个感恩的人。
And finally, we need to how we can become a person of thanksgiving.
我想在以弗所书五章第四节，保罗讲了许多的话。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, Paul has said many things.
他讲到我们不应该讲不应该讲的话。
He talked about things that we should not speak of.
他感谢主，他讲到一句话，总要说感谢的话。
But then he put in the sentence that always speak the thanks of thanks.
但这个是一个感恩的一个月，感恩的季节。
In this month of Thanksgiving，
那个这个礼拜，正好碰到生日，有人给你 birthday card 怎么样？那么 我往往都是很慢的，可是我就觉得就是还债的时候要能够说感谢的话。
And this month, and I was writing some birthday card, and I thought that I need to write some words of Thanksgiving.
我在这里头凭着主的恩典，叫我们能够彼此相爱，有服侍主服侍的更好。
That we can love one another to serve better for Him。
我们是不是曾经为着教会的同工，比如说财务的弟兄，我们为着神的缘故说感谢神
？That we have we ever give thanks for our co-worker, like for the financial co-workers？
或者说是我们负责总务的弟兄，有没有神的恩典，能够在信心里头说感谢神？
Or have we give thanks for those who are taking care of the general business?
是不是有机会能够为主的缘故信心的低头，讲到为聚会主的同工们，为他们感谢主
？And also give thanks for those who are in charge of the meeting, the assembly meeting.
我还没有经常我们第一个礼拜、第三个礼拜有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹在厨房里头服侍我们，我们是不是有机会为他们说感谢主
？Have we have opportunity to give thanks for those who cook for us on the first and third Sunday?
或者说我们有？照顾 baby sit 的，做招待的，各样的服侍的里头，我们是不是可以为着他们所感谢主
？And give thanks to those babysitter and those who are ushers.
无论做什么事
，regardless what we do，
都要奉耶稣基督名感谢主。
That we give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
让这位主得着当得的敬拜和荣耀。
That our Lord will receive His glorious view.
万有在基督里。
All things are in Christ.
基督在万有的里头。
Christ is in all things.
我相信这个五位弟兄所要写的诗歌，下面唱的诗歌在里头。
I think that will be in the hymn.
最后，我们祷告，主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的恩典为我们死在十字架上，从死里复活。
By your grace that you have died on the cross for us.
谢谢你的救恩。
Thank you for your salvation.
拯救我们这个蒙恩的罪人。
To save us as sinners like we are.
我们在你的里头，在凡事上。无论做什么事都要感谢你。
In all the things we do, we need to thank you.
让你这个教会得到荣耀。
That you can receive the glory.
全世界得到荣耀。
The whole world will get.
整个宇宙你得到当得的敬拜和荣耀。
That you will receive all the glory from the whole universe.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.